wrote to this. Sidney Rash also happened to write a sticha and things. The Rishonim did both. This is a kinna about not something that happened to people that were killed out. This is a kinna for svarim that were burnt. It was a terrible gzeira of Sreifa in France on svarim. They had it a vikuach, and because at the end of the day, they got together 24 huge wagons of svarim, and understanding those days we had to write everything out by hand, that meant basically they cleared out France of svarim. It was pretty much the Maccabi Patish for French Jewry, certainly in a Ruchnistic sense, and a short time afterwards they banned them completely. And for us, we say a kinna, to take away Torah from us. All Yisrael went everywhere, they took the Torah with them, and when you take that away from us, then really the time of living goes out. What's the point of living if there's not going to be, if you can't learn? So this was a crushing blow. There's some Rishonim say the following. They're following Hashgaf on it. There was a big vikuach on the Rambam Sfarim, and the Rambam Sfarim, the Moreh Nevuchim, let's put it specifically. And there was the Machlokes. Machlokes itself was Machlokes Shem Shemayim. There was the Chochmei Provence were against it, and the Rashba and the Ramban tried to be mefashed at Stadim, and so on. But somebody went ahead and got the Galochim involved. They got the priests involved that they should paskin. And they paskin, they looked at the Moreh Nevuchim, they paskin that it's kfira, and had it burnt. It's written somewhere that in the same square that there was still shirayim of the burnt Sfarim and Rambam, they burnt all these Sfarim. It's hard not to think back to this Chaya, you know, Hashem Yiddish Dami Kamoisai. Nothing goes unpaid for. And if this was done, if we did this Shalei Keshura, the same Galachim came back and burnt the Shas and Sefer Torah, Chaman Tzal, and everything. And basically, it emptied out French Jewry from inside, and it was just a matter of time before they were completely expelled. But the person who wrote it also is Miyuchad, the Marami Rotenberg. Like we spoke before, don't have time to see, it's gotten late, but we spoke years before about what the Rishonim went through. Marami Rotenberg was the God Lador. He was the God Lador. He was the Reb Chaim Moise. I mean, Reb Chaim Moise was Rav Rotenberg. He was the God Lador. He was the Rebbe the Rosh. The Psukim that we have in Piskei Ashkenaz, by and large, come through Marami Rotenberg, one way or another. That's for us the Ramah. He himself was jailed, and they put an enormous ransom on him, and they wanted to raise it. The Rottenberg asked them, and he said, "You're not allowed to. I'll be not allowed to because you'll encourage them." And he ratted his last 7 years of his life. The God Lador ratted away in jail, and more than that, they didn't even want to let. They didn't let out his body for kvura because they knew they could get money for it. And the Rabbanan didn't want to raise the money because the Rottenberg had solved him itself until somebody was paid his atzamas years later in order to be able to bury it next to him. So his taina was, I'm doing it for myself, not for him. So there's no issue on that. And that's how it ended up. But to understand, when we take a look at a Gemara, and look at Tosfos, and look at the Rosh, and look at the Mordechai, and look at all the Rishonim, and the Rambam, and the Rif, their countries. But to understand, it gives us a whole different perspective on the godless of the Balei of the Rishonim, Nachronim. You learn Tosfos, it feels as if it was made, as if they had like. An island with everything taken care of, and a 70-year stipend, so go through Shas and find all the kashas and say all the terutzim and be makshim and tarsus and that. You look at the Rosh, goes through all Shas, not a word in the Rosh about anything personal. And this was going on. This is the life they lived. The Crusaders, the Rautenberg, many, many other things. And the kin of the Mekinin is for the Torah that they lost. Rav Engel pointed out to me, Paisus and Yevamos, Yud Gimel, that he asked Akasha, like the Skoida do, you're not supposed to cut yourself for a mace. He asked Akasha for an Akiva died, and so on. And Taisus, one Teretz in Taisus is, second Teretz Taisus is, that the loss of Torah creates a level of distress that one can be misguided on. The issue of misguided on is for people, not for Torah. Our perspective of Klal Yisrael is that, the Klal Yisrael's perspective is, people are the gvilin, and the gvilin come and go. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Bria. But if there's a pagam in the oisius, if we take away Torah from us, that's something that is takes away the neshama of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed us from oisius from the Bria. We don't have. Was there Yerushalmi and Kachim? Do we have it? Do we know Pshat? We have tons of places and Tyrus and so on. We don't know Pshat. Was there a Tyre on it? Was it given? Anything we don't have is a tsar, is an emes tsar. And Kemat, this is the list kinner here of the is Shali Sufa Ve'esh is going on that. Mara Rotenberg is mekainin on this event. Shali Sufa Ve'esh, Lishlema Ve'ilayi, Hamisavim Shoin, Bechatzaz Vulayi.